Does God say in His Word He hates divorce? Amen. Then why do we have so many divorces in the church? Why do we have people that get married and stay that way for a month, 6 months, a year, or whatever, and then they can't make it no longer? And so they fall out of love with each other. And so they go their own way. Hey, I ain't never met two people that were completely compatible 100% of the time. Have you? You know, that's why God says love them. You know, that's all He tells us to do. Love them. Love each other. I mean, there's going to be times I'm going to do things you ain't going to like. There's going to be times you're going to do something I don't like. But that don't mean that we can't still love each other. You know, we just get over it, right? Get over it and go on. Praise God. Yeah, so that's just like when I do something that Cheryl don't like, she takes me to the throne of grace. She goes and says, okay, God, this man you gave me, he's not doing, I need you to soften his heart and work on him a little bit. Wow. And she said, Lord, if I've done anything wrong or if I need to change, you change me too. But Lord, just soften his heart. And he does. And so praise the Lord. He, you know, gets me off of my high horse, I guess you might say. Sometimes I get tired or hot or whatever and I don't want to talk to nobody or nothing. I hate it, but that's sometimes I get like that. Okay, let's go to chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 1. Here's something else the Lord hates. The Lord hates cheating, but He delights in honesty. Do you think it would be beneficial to you and me as Christians to work on being honest in everything we do? In the job you're doing, are you supposed to be honest with people? You're not supposed to tell them lies. You're not supposed to cheat them. If the company you work for, I've had men that come to me as I've taught these things. I taught this on the radio one time, the book of Proverbs, and I had a man come to me and said, Thurman, the company I work for requires me to cheat people, tell them lies. And he said, now then, as a Christian, since I've seen what you've been teaching in the book of Proverbs, I told him, I can't do this no more. I cannot do this to people. I have to tell them the truth. And did you know that that man come to me and said that finally permeated down into the boss, which was also a Christian. And as they discussed it, the boss finally told the whole company, they had 10 or 15 people working for him. He said, we can't do this no longer. We've got to be honest and men of integrity. And he said his company began to grow faster than it ever had before because they were doing things God's way. Isn't that amazing? Amen. That the Lord hates cheating. So if you're out there cheating somebody, guess who's going to keep you down on the bottom? Guess who's going to cut you off because you're wicked? God. You don't want to go there. You want to obey the King, right? When you obey Him, then who's going to bless your socks off? God is. And I love for God to bless our socks off. The Lord hates cheating, but He delights in honesty. Now, of course, if God delights in something and you're doing it and He's happy, He's going to bless you. Amen. He's going to pour out good things. Now, pride leads to disgrace. We know that pride is something we've got to get rid of. We just can't go there with pride. But pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The minute we humble ourselves before God and start asking Him to help us and to give us wisdom, He will pour out wisdom upon us and we'll be able to do things that you never were able to do before. He will put thoughts in your mind and show you how to do things that'll be beyond your wildest dreams. But you have to humble yourself before Him. Let Him lead you like a little child. Verse 3 and 4. Good people are guided by their honesty. Good people are guided by their honesty. Treacherous people are destroyed by their dishonesty. Who would ever think that dishonesty will destroy you? It can destroy your financial world. It can destroy your health. It can kill you prematurely. God says in His Word, good people are guided by their honesty. So, had you rather deal with somebody that you know you can trust, that when you ask this contractor to do something for you, you know this guy's never, never cut you short, Keith? I mean, when this guy, here's one over here, two or three times he's done you dirty. He's done you good a lot, but two or three, but this one here walks in, he ain't never done you wrong. He's always went overboard to be honest and do what he says he's going to do. and it comes down to getting a job done, you got to choose between the two. There ain't no choice to be made, is there? You're going to take the one that's always been honest. Every time, sure. Because you know you can trust this guy. He's based on something solid, and it's the Word of God. So good people are guided by their honesty, and we love to deal with people that are honest. I do, you do. But treacherous people are destroyed by their dishonesty. And we wonder why people are sick and afflicted. Even people in the church do this. And people in the church that do this, they also will be destroyed by their dishonesty. You know, if you're dishonest, it's going to cause problems. It's going to destroy you one way or the other, through sickness and disease or whatever. You know, you can't get by with nothing with God. You know, He knows the intents of your heart. You know, all you got to do is grumble lightly within yourself and never even open your mouth. And you can experience the wonderful blessings that doesn't come with it. I know, been there, done that. Now, then, riches won't help on the day of judgment. But right living is a safeguard against death. Isn't it amazing how many things that will kill you and how many things that will give life? Right living is a safeguard against death. In other words, nobody wants to die, do they? But right living. Somebody says, I can't believe I don't live right. It could cut off my life and I could die prematurely. But that's what that's saying, isn't it? Riches won't help on the day of judgment. So you've been, in fact... I can think of a case a few years ago that Cheryl asked me to go pray for a man, and he was worth several $1 million. And he had done something wrong, and he was a member of the church, and I think he was a deacon in the church. And we prayed for him the first time, and he got healed, but then he went back into his same sin, if best I remember, and it wasn't long till the problem came back upon him. And this time, far as I know, he never repented. And I do know that this man, and he was only, what, 45 or 50? Somewhere along in there. He wasn't an old man, was he, honey? Anyway, the guy died. I mean, you know. But yet he was a Christian in church. Worth lots of money. Had millions. Riches won't help on the day of judgment. Wonder how many of those millions he left with him here, and wonder how many he took with him. I think he left it all here, don't you think? It didn't do nothing when he stood before God for his judgment. His money that he made didn't count, did it? What did you do for me? And he may have been short. Obviously, he was going to be short because he died at such a young age as a Christian. Do you know Christians that die at young ages? Sure, lots of them. You know, but we don't want to look at the fact that, hey, it was sin in my life that caused this. I don't want to think about this, but that's what it is. That's what it's saying here, all everywhere. Like Dave said, every page, almost every scripture we've talked about tonight has this principle in it. Every one of them. Riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living is a safeguard against death. Right living. In other words, right living is no sin. Right living is walking holy, doing what the Lord says, being honest, and having being a man of integrity, that your words mean what they say. You know, pleasing God, blessing Him, then that's a safeguard against death. So I want to live to be an old, healthy man. Don't you, Keith?
Amen.
Amen. Just turned 50. You ought to live at least another 50, right?
Amen.
Amen. At least another 50.
70.
Yeah. Well, I want to live at least another 50. You know, that'd be 120 for me. You know, so close to 120. Yeah. And at that time, if I'm not satisfied, he said he'll satisfy me with long life. If I ain't satisfied, we'll go on for another 20 or 30.
That's right.
You know, praise the Lord. Lord, but I got to do what he says to get there, don't I?
That's right.
I got to do what the king says, that's for sure. The godly are directed by their honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. Now, if the godly are directed by their honesty, as we walk holy and obedient to His Word, He directs our paths and we make the right decisions as we go through life. We won't make the wrong decisions. In overall, the decisions we make will bless us. You know, it doesn't mean you never will make a bad decision, Because there could be times in your life when you do not inquire of the Lord and you make some kind of decision without His assistance, and you'll probably make the wrong decision. Now, there's, for those of you men that are married, you need to listen to your wife, because your wife has the ability to think faster than you do. That's just the way God made women. So you women have something over us guys. You know, your right and left brain communicates instantly, and us guys can't do that. It's a fact of life. You can ask medical doctors. They'll tell you, you know, that no man has the capability to communicate right and left brain. But women, right and left brain, boy, just like that. So that's why God put a man and a woman together. Another one of the reasons. So anytime you're going to do something, always get your wife's input. Listen to it. See what she says. And then mull it over. Let your little slow gears run together, you know, from right to left for a day or two or three. And then see if you get the same thing she did. And if you did, then you can make the right decision. You know, so that's why that we're like that. But the godly are directed by their honesty, but the wicked, they will fall beneath their load of sin. So when people are going to step into these worlds of sin and do things, this is going to cause you to fall beneath that load of sin. So, and that, again, will bring sickness and disease. When you fall, we think about getting weak and can't do anything. When you get weak, usually it's because you're sick. Is that true? Yeah. So we don't want to be sick. So we don't want to be the wicked. We do not want to fall beneath that load of sin. We don't want no sin on us at all, right? How many times have you ever heard somebody say this, or maybe you've said it yourself? When I finally come to Jesus and repented of all my sins, it's like a ton of weight was taken off my shoulders. Amen. See, that's what really did happen. You got rid of that load of sin. He took it off of you and put it on Himself, and He cleaned you up, and He tells you now, you go and sin no more. You walk holy before Me. And if you do, you don't start loading that mess back up on your back, do you? Of course, so many Christians, you know, they'll step out from under that load of sin, and they get free, and tomorrow they're back out there doing something. Got a little on here, little on here. First thing you know, you got a pile back up on top of you again. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.